Thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. It is Valentine's Day, and we say happy Valentine's to all of you. We know that God is a lover of all and a God of love and peace, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. My name is Tammy. I'm in South Carolina, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our beautiful host this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Sister Tammy. This is Robin Wilson from New Jersey, and happy, happy Valentine's Day, a God love day to each and every single one of you. Welcome to the Master's Call, and our Master is about love. And I just want to say, he is worthy to be praised. He is the great I am. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing has taken our King by surprise. So have a blessed, blessed, blessed day as we spend it in the presence of the Master. The Master's Call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts out of Colorado Spring, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who lives in Dallas, Texas, but right now she's in Prairie View, being a faithful daughter to Mom and Dad. And it was founded on October 25th, 2010. The Lord had given them the vision to bring people together. And what we do is we start our day off with Him. We start our day with prayer to Him. We start our day filled with His word. And we go out into the marketplace as a minister of the gospel, sharing the good news about the Master. We also have a website. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you can go to our website and you can find all of our messages. They have all been archived. Listen to them at your leisure. Peruse through the library and listen to the good word that God has given these ministers to share with each one of us. We also have an email address, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And there you can leave us your prayer requests, your praise reports, your prayer directives, anything that you want us to do for you, we will bring to the Master. And God gave the founders of this call a mission statement, and all that we do is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And the scripture that we stand on and we focus on, it's found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." You see, because we put Him first. We seek His kingdom, His way of doing things, His righteousness. And that scripture says, as we have cried out to Him in the morning with our prayers, they come before Him. We know that all those other things will be added to us. So again, we also have a phone number for you. You can call in, and the number that you use is 712-432-0075, and our PIN number is 957677#. But we also have a phone number that you can call immediately after the word comes forward that same day, and you can listen to it right then. And that number is 712-432-1085. Same PIN number, 957677#. And the thread that has brought all of us together, many of us are Artists International distributors here. And you may be saying to yourself, Artists, what is that? Artists is a Christian-based health and wellness company founded by the Diaz de Leon family. We believe, they believe in putting Jesus first in all that we do and that the Diaz de Leon family do. And we have a website. It's the Artist website where you can go and you can listen. I'm sorry, you can hear about our vision, which is Vision 2012, and see what we're all about. Even if you're not a distributor on this call, go back to the person that invited you, and they can share additional information with you. We have a big event that's getting ready to come up, our extravaganza. So let them share that with you and find out more about this awesome company. So right now what I would like to do, again, welcome. I'd like to bring Minister Willa to the line. Will you open us up in prayer? Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please go ahead.
Praise God. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Father God, we come to you this morning giving you praise, honor, and glory. On this day, Lord, which is considered Valentine's Day, we thank and praise you that we don't need a special day like Valentine's Day to experience your love. Father, we thank and praise you that you loved us so much that you sent your Son as a sacrifice to clear away the sins in our lives that we can have a right relationship with you. And we thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much and you love us so much that you said that that invitation is never taken away, that it's always there, Lord, for those who don't know you. So we thank you for this master's call, Lord. We thank you that it is a way, oh God, for those who don't know you to get to know you and for those who do know you to experience your love even more. Father, we thank and praise you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Webb this morning. We thank you, Lord, that they loved you so much that they were obedient to the call that you gave them. We thank you, O Lord, that we can all sit under your feet to hear the word of God each and every morning. Father God, bless them indeed. Bless their entire families. They're going out and they're coming in. Father, we thank you for the founders of this call, the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, and while we know that they are facing challenges right now, there's nothing that's going on in their lives that has not been sifted through your hands first, so give them everything they need. Father, we thank you for getting us through this 40 days of fasting. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Father, we thank you for being able to hear your voice clearly, for setting direction in our lives, Lord, that we need it. And now, Lord, allow us to be obedient to what you called us to do. Father, then we just thank you, Lord, that you told us that the body is the temple of God, holy and acceptable unto you. So as we experience the right way of doing things with our bodies, don't let us go back to our old ways, Lord. Let us continue, oh Lord, to keep our bodies a living sacrifice by what we put in them. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for the speaker this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the word that she will bring forth. Oh, God, that you will download. You have already downloaded in her a word, and thus says the Lord, that we need to hear, that we can be a blessing and that we will be blessed by it. And we continue, oh, God, to lift up the families that are grieving. Father, the Houston family, in Jesus' name. Father, the Harrington family, in Jesus' name. The Dr. Cook, Godmother Dorothy Cook and her family, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh, Lord, you and those that we have not even mentioned, Lord, touch them in a special way. Bring forth comfort. Now, we thank you for this day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, we give you all praise, all honor, all glory. Amen. Back to you, Robin.
Thank you, Minister Willa, for opening us up in prayer. What a powerful prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Tammy. You are doing an awesome, awesome job, precious. And I would like to just tell you a little bit about this anointed, victorious woman of God. She is the founder and she is the director of the Winning Circle. It is a faith-based organization, and she specializes in financial literacy and also urban agricultural sustainability. And she also has training workshops. She is a licensed minister of the gospel. She serves as a presbytery staff at Liberty Temple for Gospel Church in Chicago. She's a woman after my own heart. She loves to win souls. She is a fisher of men. She goes out onto the street with a fiery, cutting-edge message of salvation, working with hospice ministries, visiting nursing homes, ministering to those with AIDS. She is out there with the downers who are becoming uppers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. She has two blessed sons, and she has a precious, precious, precious granddaughter who is her heart, and her name is Lou Kamari. So I can go on and on and on. We thank God for you, Evangelist Beatty. We thank you for your faithfulness, and we are excited to hear what the Lord has said to us through you. Evangelist Beatty, are you there?
Minister Robin Wilson, can you hear me this morning, my sister?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. God bless you.
God bless each and every last one of you on the Master's Morning Powerful Miracle Call today. But truly, we are winning for Jesus this morning. Boy, my bones just shivered. I was like, oh, my God, who is she introducing? But my God, I tell you, truly, Minister Robin is a woman after my own heart as well, for I know there is no greater love than we show the love of Christ in the street. Isn't that right, woman of God, Marie Preston? When you're on the street, you got a love. Oh, my God, we take it out the church, we take it out the Bible, and we just pour it in the street. For today, I want to thank God and honor him for this opportunity before the people of God. I do not count it a unworthy time. I know this is the most precious time, and to love on the vessels who opened this call up to us, for they, the persons of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and the founders of Artists, we all lift them up, for these are powerful love vessels who are expressing God's love, and they don't have to just try to be loved. They are the walking expression of love. And this morning I say happy Valentine to each of you, and I bid you God's love on this morning. But truly, we experience his love every morning. And I just want you to just speak to you what's in my spirit. I am so full this morning, and I want to just talk about having an open heart. An open heart loves normally because God is love. Just like Minister Willis said, 3:16, he loved us way before they ever even came up with the origin of Valentine's Day. You know, as we celebrate these two great times, Black history, as Dr. Vanessa so eloquently brought out the popular message on yesterday, for us to put first where we come from as, you know, African-Americans, and those of you who may not even be of that descent on this line, just know that we are all the family of God, no matter where we come from and who we touch in this world. And, wow, when you say, Evangelist, we in love normally, you know, I'm coming from somewhere when I say love normally, because normal love is God. You know, I don't know all these different type of loves that came out in the world, but true love is what we're going to talk about. And today I just want you to imagine for a little bit just some overflowing love. Think about God flowing down on you like a waterfall. You know, I had that experience in my journey when I was in Atlanta. I visited this like fitness place, and I was in the hot tub, and there was a waterfall, and the water was just gushing down on me, and I just tilted my head back, and for a minute, I want you to just think of receiving God's love. Several minutes, I don't know where you are, many of you may be in your car, at home, whatever, but just move to the side and ignore your surroundings and totally immerse yourself in take in God's love. I want you to just stretch out of your comfort zone and take a few steps to walk in the alignment of pure thought. Because when we think about God's love and we think about that water, there's a refreshing that will start your morning today. For, you know, we cherish this beautiful love day that you know, so many are saying, I love you today from the heart. And they're stretching themselves to do some special things to show people love. But one thing I love about God's unconditional love is that you don't have to stretch yourself. You just got to act like God. You just got to be like God. You just got to be who he called you to be. Not try to be. Just be a love vessel. You know, and in keeping with Black History Month, I would think about the, Dr. Martin Luther King. He had a famous quote that I love. It says that power without love is reckless and abusive. I know he was talking about God's love, you know, because love with power is sentimental and anemic. You know, dear friends on the call this morning, let us continue in love. You know, when we think about the love of a family and we think about, who betrayed love affections to us, just think about the repression of that love, because the only way that we can re-implement in the church and in our marketplaces that we have been called to touch is to really walk in that revelation of the family of God. What we have been shown in the Bible is a true paradigm shift. Can you just think about it? We're prepared for extravaganza, but if the brothers and sisters on this line, you know, we just change the total environment. I mean, think, artists even put out a red body magic. Just think about the blood of Jesus. Think about red. Think about this Valentine. Think about you praying over that garment and sending it out, and it encompasses somebody because you loosed it in love, and it just went all over. I know it's rooftop, but you see, love will just dispel fear, that stuff that's been intertwined. The average Christian is even walking in fear today. We don't even know how to comfortably express love. You know, a lot of families didn't come out of huggy relationships. And, you know, when you kill that turmoil that's on the inside of you, you will love expressively, and purity will flow from you. You know, coming out of this 40 days of fasting, you know what, it might be quite foreign to some people to see you walking, because you're walking in a different type of an anointing today. You're walking in an absolute purity. There's been a paradigm shift that will take you somewhere. I'm talking about Christian brother and sister love. I'm talking about that love that Dr. Vanessa hit on a little core yesterday when she challenged us to come out of ungodly compromise. Oh, my God, he's giving me, you know, something about that compromise. Today, I don't want you to compromise God's love, brothers and sisters. We on the line. You know, it's a danger when you can deal with the unhealthiness that happens to you when you compromise. And I'm going to talk about that as I walk in health today and I walk in healing. You know, healthy love, you know, if you look in the middle of that word, it's heal. Healthy love heals today. The bottom line, we've been called to walk in absolute purity. We've been called to be normal lovers of God, doers of this word, to walk out the love of God in the world. You know, St. Valentine, when you think of the origin of what happened in Christian in England and in France, you know, they tried to kill and abolish, you know, young lovers who secretly came into war. It's amazing when you think about the origin and how we got, you know, this pagan holiday in February became a time that so many brothers and sisters are looking, trying to find candy and gifts and different things, you know, the American values, you know, how we even being eroded in our families and we're collapsing because we don't have that love of 1 John 5, you know, 7 through 20, that powerful where it says for us to continue to love one another, for love comes from God. And anyone who loves is a child, and they know God. But anyone who does not know love, you can't know God, because God is that love that she was praying about. You know, I'm loving this because, dear friends, since God loved us so much, we got to love one another. No one can ever see God. And he said, how can we even express, you know, if we don't know God, you know, we can't get caught up in, you know, that Philadelphia fellow love, that brotherly, sisterly love. That's a good love. The Eros love is really how Valentine's Day came about with St. Claudius and, you know, what happened in England and France and translated to America. And now we who touch the world, even with the gift of artists, you know, we have to just come into the realization that we have to lose
and deny ourselves. We will deny ourselves when we know the importance of love. Look at our own president today, a family love vessel. He and Michelle today, the first black family, they show love like never before. The same time, study, you know, are showing how our families are eroding and families are collapsing. But today your family can be restored. Whatever's going on, don't feel bad. And because we've declared all is well in 2012, because love will remove anything in our culture that's just not operating in faith. You know what? I love the way Paul and Peter understood the mystery of this. You know, they even talked about five scriptures that continually said the same thing. Is it a wonder that the Lord said, greet our brothers and sisters with a kiss? Today we're going to be kissing and loving on one another. But you know, the Christians should be walking like this every day. It's not impure. We're washed in that blood every day. Romans 6 and 11, 1 Corinthians 16, 20, 2 Corinthians 13, 20, all of these scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 5, it said to greet one another with a holy kiss. You know, there's something that happens in faith, in love. It is powerful. For such love has no fear. We wouldn't have our minds going to these things that don't experience the fullness of God. For we know that if someone loves God but hates another Christian brother or sister, the Bible says that person is a liar. For we don't love people. You know, as I'm continuously getting this miracle healing, you know, and I travel, you know, in Pittsburgh, and I travel Washington, and I talk to people, and I even talk to Christians, and they were, their minds were tangled up. But you know what? Normal love just blessed me. Do you remember, sisters and brothers on the car, a phone, when we were talking about the fad so much, what would Jesus do? Everybody was trying to just tap into what would Jesus do in situations. When Christians tell me they want to live like Jesus, and Jesus was the express epitome of love, Jesus amplified food. Marie Preston is feeding the sick, and she's out multiplying food. The sick was healed. When I tell people about how God is healing me without chemo and without radiation and without surgery, they look at me. I talk to other cancer patients, and they look at me, but that was normal in Jesus' day to go out to the marketplaces. It was normal when he loved on people and he walked on the water and he raised the dead. That was normal love. When the taxes was paid out of the fish mouth and the storms of life were calmed because Jesus was there. So if you're in a turmoil in your body today, don't get all overcome today. Let the love of Jesus come and calm the storm and totally get away from the bewildered looks when you operate in love, because you operate like Jesus did. Perhaps a large portion of Bible readers, they're operating in different type of love, but today I'm talking about loving normally. And in my closing, I hope I said something that will bless you, because there is no greater love that we speak of when you talk about 1 Corinthians 13 and 1. All we close with the love vessel of today. So if don't nobody give you no chocolate, and if you don't get a card, and you know that love is so intensified, I want you to stand and pursue the spiritual gift of love. I want you to go after eagerly desiring the greatest gift of love. I want you to picture in your mind that, you know, it ain't about, Corinthians said, it ain't about your prophecy this morning. It ain't about, okay, if you can do all of these great things. You all are familiar with the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. It say, but if you become a sounding brass, and you know, I know a lot of y'all got prophecy. I know a lot of y'all got mysteries. I know God is moving. And, you know, I love the way Minister Tiffany comes on and say, you know, the family of God. This is what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about the love. Yeah, your body, you know, do a whole lot of good things, a lot of good work. But what does it profit you The Bible says if you do it and you don't have love for by the greatest faith, hope, but love. The three of these, you know, you need them all. You can't operate today without it because love is going to bear all things today. It's going to hope for. I've been hoping for that place in my healing without ceasing and praying. You know, I love you all. I've been praying and standing, but God's love has touched you. And this morning I pray this call has touched you in a special way because I understand that God's love is the greatest love. So today I want you to picture in your mind the true love of God. For there's so much more available to us when we remain open to the truth of God's love. So today, my love vessels on this call eagerly desire the greatest gift of all, and that is to love. Back to you, my sister, from another mother, but we come from the same father. Robin Wilson, I love you, for God is worthy to be praised. Everybody, it's music to my ear. I love you. I love you. I love you today, Lord, because you care for all of us in a great and mighty way. So today, walk in the true expression of love. Somebody might not receive the kind of love you walking in, but heal them anyway and go out and give up love on this good God bless Valentine's Day. I love each and every last one of you, and I cherish you from my heart. Back to you, my sister.
Amen, amen. I love you, Evangelist Baby. Wow, wow, wow. God is love. We are his love vessel. We are going to love, love, love the way God loved us. We are going to love because love dispels fear. We are going to be a lover of God. Hallelujah. We're going to shower someone with love just the way the Lord loved us because love heals. Thank you, thank you, thank you, powerful woman of God. Thank you so much for just being faithful to what God has said and just reminding us that he loved us so much he gave us his best. And we want to be a love vessel. I love that. I want to walk that way daily. Show us and teach us, Lord, to love like you. At this time, Minister Tiffany, please come forward, close out our prayer request, and we love you. We love you, Dr. Beatty. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Sister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please go ahead.
Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Lord, we just thank you for this day of love, this day of opportunity, this day that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in. We thank you for 40 days of fasting and consecration, a time to love you more, to get to know you more, to find out our plan and our purposes for our lives, Lord. Thank you for new wisdom, for new knowledge, for new places, for new things, for new finances, for new relationships, Lord. We come lifting up this morning the Roberts family, the Cook family, the Ramos family, the Lloyd family, the Grady family, the Smith family, the Cornelius family, the James family. We come lifting up Jean Marsh. We come lifting up Jackie and Amber and Chandra and Maxine and Jacqueline and Aaron and Angela, Pastor Lucy, Lord, to you. Father, we know that you know what they need, Lord, and we just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would restore, that you would give total and complete healing, Lord, that you would give comfort, that you would give strength that only can be provided by you, Lord. Lord, help us to get out of our own way, Lord, and walk in the new season that you have for us, Lord, the season where we are unstoppable, the season where we are lovable, the season where we're able to stand tall, the season where we're able to trust ourselves, the season where we're able to be honest and sincere, the season to know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, the season to know that we could do all things through you, Lord. We thank you for health. We thank you for wealth. We thank you for the spiritual your blessings. We thank you for the challenges, the trials, and the tribulations. We thank you for strength. We thank you for maturity. We thank you for power. We thank you for conviction. We thank you for confidence. We thank you for energy. We thank you for our talents, Lord. We thank you for our skills, Lord. We thank you for our abilities, Lord. We thank you for our purpose, Lord. I thank you for the woman of God who spoke life into our lives this morning. Lord, restoring her, Father God, what she poured out into us. We thank you for your presence and your anointing on this line this morning. For you are love, Lord. And you said whoever lives in love lives in you, Father. And we just thank you that we have that ability. We thank you that your love endures forever, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you direct us into love. And we thank you, Father God, that love has been made complete in you. Because why? Because we obey you, Lord. We seek you, Father. You first in your kingdom and your righteousness. And we know that everything else will be added unto us. No weapon formed against us in this day shall prosper. Let us spread love, Father God, to those who don't feel love. And know that we are great ministers in the marketplace, Lord. We love you. We bless you. We honor you. We praise you. And we love that we're able to fall in love with you on a daily basis. We bless your holy name, and we give your name the glory and praise. In Jesus' name I pray and declare these things to be so. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for closing us out in prayer and showering us with the love of God. Thank you, Minister Willa, for opening us up and bringing forward the word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Tammy, for your sweetness, for your obedience to your God who you love. And victorious woman of God, Evangelist Baby, we honor you, we love you, we thank you, and we will, as you said, shower someone with love, our Father's love. We will not compromise his love, and we will be a vessel of the love of God. So to the Master's Call family, have a blessed day. Go forward. Show the love of your King to someone else this day in the name of Jesus, and we will see you tomorrow. God bless you.